Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus' Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program, where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. Today we're going to talk about the kingdom of God. It's important that we understand that you and I have come into the position of ruling and reigning in the Lord Jesus Christ, and that we are to enter into the kingdom, enter into the rule and the reign of God as we act upon God's word with the prayers of authority that God has given unto us in the scriptures. In 1 Chronicles chapter 17 and verse 11, the Bible says, "It shall come to pass, when thy days be expired, that thou must go to be with thy fathers, that I will raise up thy seed after thee, which shall be of thy sons, and I will establish his kingdom." Who is that talking about? That's David prophesying of the seed, and the seed is Christ, who was going to be raised up and establish his kingdom, the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, Jesus, of course, came, went to the cross, bore away all of our sins, was the one who accomplished the redemption, and after he was raised from the dead, he took back the keys of hell and death away from the enemy, and when he came up out of hell, having been born again and having overcome Satan, in Matthew 28, verse 18, Jesus said, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." The word power is the Greek word exousia, which means authority. Jesus was given authority in heaven and in earth. Then after Jesus revealed himself to Mary, he went up to heaven and poured out his blood on the mercy seat in heaven, and then he came back and he revealed himself to the disciples over the 40 days and 40 nights before he went back to heaven for the final time, and then he was exalted as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and entering into his kingdom. In Hebrews 1:8, the Father said unto the Son, "Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom." That is the point in time when Jesus entered into his kingdom, a spiritual kingdom, as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. In John 18, verse 36, remember Jesus said, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight, that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence." His kingdom was a spiritual kingdom that was from heaven. Now, as Jesus entered into ruling and reigning, how do we get into the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ? The way we come into the kingdom is through spiritual birth, being born again, receiving Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior, where we get a brand new spirit, the Spirit of Jesus Christ. When we're born again and now we're in Him, we have come into the same position that He is in the kingdom. The Bible talks about in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6, it says, "He hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus." And then Revelation chapter 1, verse 5 and 6, it speaks of Jesus, the faithful witness, and the first begotten or born of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. You and I have been made kings and priests unto God. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, the Bible says, "But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood." The word royal means a ruling, reigning. You and I, as priests, are ruling, reigning priests, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. In James chapter 2 and verse 5, the Bible speaks of the believer as heirs of the kingdom which he hath promised to them that love him. Then in Colossians chapter 1 verse 13, the Bible says, "Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son." The word power for power of darkness is exousia, meaning authority. God has delivered us from the authority of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son, the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now that we are born again, we are made kings and priests unto God. We are a royal priesthood. We're heirs of the kingdom. And we've been brought legally into the kingdom of His dear Son. This position in the kingdom is a position of ruling and reigning. Experientially, we are to enter into it. But positionally, we've been brought into that position of ruling and reigning through being born again. Now in Luke chapter 10, verse 19, the Bible says this, "Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." Now the first word power used in this verse is exousia, which means authority, while the second word power is the word dunamis, which means power. So it says here that I give unto you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Now when we talk about this word exousia, which means authority, it means the right to rule, having spiritual jurisdiction. It denotes the freedom to act and the authority for the action. Because the word exousia, ex means out of, and ousia means to be. So literally it means to be out or to be out of ourself, or the right to go beyond ourself because it is delegated authority. It's like the power of attorney. You and I have the power of attorney of the authority given unto us by Jesus Christ. It's delegated to us through the name of Jesus. And with that authority, you and I have the right to enforce spiritual laws, to rule, to dominate, control, to hold satanic forces in check. And with the authority delegated to us, you and I have the responsibility to carry out this rulership under the lordship of Jesus Christ. In fact, the word kingdom comes from two words, king and domain. Dom is short for domain. So a king's domain is a kingdom. And what do kings do? They rule and reign. A domain is a territory or realm. So a kingdom is the rule or reign over a particular territory or realm. You and I rule and reign under the lordship of Jesus Christ, and He has all authority in heaven and in earth, and He rules and reigns over all of the evil spirits, all of the satanic forces that would be arrayed against us. So Luke 10:19, He's given us authority over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt us. You are not to be afraid of the devil or of any of his power. Now we've entered into the position of ruling and reigning through the new birth, but we also are to enter into the kingdom experientially in our life. In John chapter 3 and verse 3, Jesus said, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again," the word again means from above, "he cannot see the kingdom of God." See means to perceive. In other words, until you are born again and you come into relationship with God, you will not be able to perceive the kingdom or the rule and the reign of God. Then in John 3:5 it says, "Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." Born of water speaks of physical birth. Born of the Spirit is spiritual birth. So we must have physical birth and spiritual birth. Then it says, without that, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God, showing that once we're born again, there is an entering into the kingdom or the rule and the reign of God. Verse 6 goes on and says, "That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit," referring to the born of water being physical birth, and the born of the Spirit being spiritual birth. And then he says, "Marvel not, I said unto thee, you must be born again." So we must be born again to be able to see or perceive the rule and the reign of God. And also, once we're born again, now we're to enter into the kingdom of God. Now, in order to be able to enter into the kingdom and rule and reign experientially, the Bible tells us in Matthew 6:33, it says this, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." You and I are to seek first the kingdom, which is the rule and the reign of God. The first thing that we should be seeking, a priority in our life, is learning the ways of the kingdom, the rule, and the reign of God. In Luke chapter 12, verse 31, it says, "But rather seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you." Verse 32, "Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." It's our Heavenly Father's good pleasure to give us the kingdom to rule and reign in the earth under the lordship of Jesus Christ. So as we seek the kingdom of God, we're going to be able to enter into experientially ruling and reigning. Now, how are we specifically going to be able to learn the ways of the kingdom? In Matthew 13, verse 19, it says this, "When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom, and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart." Here it says, anyone heareth the word of the kingdom. What is the word of God? It's the word of the kingdom, the word of the rule and the reign of God. So as you and I are seeking the kingdom, we're going to do that by hearing the word of the kingdom. As you get in the word of God, you're going to learn the ways of the rule and the reign of God. You're going to learn about your weapons of warfare. You're going to learn how to enter into ruling and reigning over your enemies and to walk in victory in your life. In Psalms 119, verse 133, the Bible says, "Order my steps in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me." If we walk in line with the word of the kingdom, and we learn how to rule and reign under the lordship of Jesus, then no iniquity will have dominion over us in any area of our life. But there are conditions that we must meet if we're going to enter into the rule and the reign of God. In Matthew chapter 18, verse 3 and 4, Jesus said, "Verily I say unto thee, except ye be converted," that means born again, "and become as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven." Here it speaks of the fact that we need to not only be born again, but we must humble ourselves to be able to enter into the kingdom of heaven. That's the rule and the reign of heaven, which is operative here in the earth under the lordship of Jesus Christ. In Romans chapter 9, verse 21, the Bible says, "Hath not the potter power over the clay of the same lump to make one vessel unto honor and another unto dishonor?" The word power in this verse is exousia again, meaning authority. The potter is the Lord. The clay is us. The potter has authority over the clay to make one vessel unto honor and another unto dishonor. What determines whether you're a vessel unto honor or a vessel unto dishonor? It depends on whether or not you do what the word says, as the Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 2, that if a man purge himself from the iniquity, then he shall be a vessel of honor, sanctified, meet for the master's use. So as we yield to the work of the Lord in our life, the potter will fashion us into a vessel unto honor so that we can enter into ruling and reigning under the lordship of Jesus Christ. Well, we've introduced the subject of the kingdom of God. We've seen the fact that we have entered into the position of ruling and reigning in the kingdom when we are born again. We see that we are now kings and priests unto God as a royal priest. And because we've been translated into the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are now to enter into ruling and reigning. We do it through authority that's been delegated to us, as we have the right to rule, the spiritual jurisdiction, and to go beyond ourselves with a power of attorney delegated to us, that you and I have the right to enforce spiritual laws, and we can rule and reign over the enemy. Now that we have authority over all the ability of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt us. We're going to continue on this in the next broadcast. In closing, are you looking for a New Testament church? We teach and preach the uncompromised Word of God with in-depth teaching, bringing forth scripture after scripture on subject after subject. I also minister healing and deliverance to all who have a need. I minister continual deliverance and healing, doing whatever it takes until a person is set free. I've seen the Lord heal cancer, heart problems, diabetes, blindness, deafness, dumbness, seizures, eliminate tumors, and bring forth healing from all kinds of sickness and disease. I invite you to visit Jesus is Lord Outreach Center. Our services are Sunday at 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. and Wednesday at 7 p.m. The church is located at 2955 West Fairmount Avenue, just west of I-17 and Indian School. For more information, please call 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.